Why do I feel blank? Like, how am I supposed to do it? Oh, come on, you can do this. So, my last episode, if you haven't watched it, please go back. Go back. But after this, go back and watch it. I had some, you know, at the end of it, I was like, it was not even that arguable enough, but I had some argument with friends who are like, no, no way, no. But I'm like, they are going to do it anyway. It's like, no, I don't want to be part of it. Come on. These people need to be educated. They need to be protected. They don't have to make such mistake. They are mistake kids are supposed to make, like, you hit yourself on the wall, which I once did on the floor. Those are the type of mistakes kids are supposed to make, but not getting pregnant. I don't know. I'm still like, give them a condom. Give them a condom. But you know what? I wish they did that in high school. I wish they did that in my high school. I'm not ratting anyone out, but midterm was like four to five days. Coming back, I think like two per stream. When I say two per stream, I mean two from form one, two from form two, two girls from form three, and maybe form four. They're like, no. I will not say form four, cause I'll say form four, cause it's even easier for them, cause it's almost the end of the school. So I wish our midterm and our end terms people were given condoms. People should do that, cause there is high pregnancy in Kenya when it comes to underage. It's crazy. I don't know why people have sex, unprotected sex, and they are still kids themselves. Come on, you can do better. I'm not judging, I'm just saying these kids need to be educated. Okay, so if you haven't listened to that, I think I've said watch. I think I did say watch. I can't go back, but I know I said watch. If you haven't watched my last episode, what is wrong with me? The word was supposed to be listened. If you haven't listened to my last episode, please go back and listen to it. Thank you so much. Any TMI? I think now I'm enjoying the TMI. What am I doing? I'm watching Love Island, and I'm also watching X on the Beach, another toxic show. It's so amazing to see people just learn and just meet the ex. I don't know if I want to meet my ex. I've met my ex at my workplace, but it was not like, oh, we need to talk. So just like an abrupt, Ariana, what are you doing here? It was that kind of a situation. But there is one ex I want to meet. Not like we left things. Nah, I just have a question for that motherfucker. The world is a circle. Everything that's happening in a circle. So we are going to meet at some point. I think that's the only TMI I have today. Let me introduce this podcast. Hi guys, welcome to the Future Podcast, and I'm your host, Donata Odhiambo. Karibuni sana. Karibuni sana. I want to do a full Swahili episode. Maybe Tanzania will get my episode, because I don't know why they have not distributed it in Tanzania, Uganda. I'm still waiting for those flags. They are my neighbors. Why can't they get my episode? So, what am I doing today? Plus one, baby! Yes! I can't believe I'm turning a year old today. This is so crazy. Wait. You know what? I said today I'm not going to cry. And I'm not going to cry. Because I have no, oh, birthday later, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm not doing that. The last birthday later. Oh, so it has been a year. Of course, it has. It has. So I did the birthday later, my last episode, during my birthday. If you haven't watched it, if you haven't listened to it, listen, it's a podcast. It is a podcast. People listen to a podcast. Come on, Donata. If you haven't listened to it, please go and listen to my last birthday letter. Where the fuck should I even begin? Start from when you were born. Yeah, let's do a memory lane. Ooh, bismillahi. Okay. So many roads. I don't want to make it a long episode. I wanna go like 10 to 15 minutes long. Hope that's okay. My episode are usually 15 minutes. I hope I can make it to 15 minutes on this one. But I am old enough to have a 1 hour episode. But nah, we will save the rest for next time. Today is on the 24th of June and it's my birthday. I'm 21 and I need you to keep up with my age, because next year maybe I may be 20. So I want you guys to like remind me how old am I. I usually hype my birthday like from 4th of June up to 24th of June. 20 days just me hyping people about my birthday. Oh, send me gifts, blah, 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 receiving gifts. But deep down inside, I'm like, do I even want to celebrate it? My birthday, people don't know, it's one of those my hardest days. One of my hardest days when you think about the person who gave birth to you has never been in any of these birthdays. So it's usually hard for me. I'm not saying I'm sad or anything. It's just like, why didn't I get that? Why didn't I get the experience of having even remembering maybe one, just a one birthday? This is crazy, but sometimes I kind of like summon that woman. Okay, before we go that, I know people are like, oh, what's happening? What happened to the mom? So, where do I even start? Born and raised in Coast, so that's where my hometown is. According to the pictures, I will say 2 years. 2 years after I was born, my mom passed away. I also had a bigger sister. I think our age difference will be one and a half year apart. We are like one and a half year apart. So when she passed, my grandma took us. It's like a culture. So my grandma took us in, and years later. Now thinking of it, I don't remember seeing my sister healthy or just strong enough to like even last a whole day in school. When I was in class one, that's like six, seven years, meaning higher is she's eight or nine years, she passed. She also said, you know what, I'm out of here. Let me go and join mom. So I'm now left alone. Do I have a story? I was going to do the shortest episode today, but look at me. My childhood was so great because my grandma has like 10 children. So the grandkids were so many. And it was fun growing up with them. And it will be another roller coaster of just having fun noises, blah blah blah. I have so many memories as a kid. They're so amazing memories as a kid. Here's how people are brought up in Africa. If you get hurt, just know they are going to lecture you or they're going to give you a very good beat. Cause why are you getting hurt? It was that protective. And I'm not gonna lie, I was a playful kid, I still am. The kid inside me still comes out every time. So years later, I'm not saying my father is not in the picture. My father is in the picture. So I decided, you know what? It's only December. Let me go and then come back to my grandma. But then I had a change of mind. I had an exposure in life that this is how things are. Cause growing up, I only wanted to be married. That's the only thing. But coming, maybe spending the holiday with my dad, I got some exposure of, oh, this is not supposed to be. This is blah blah blah. Blah, blah, blah. And I decided, no, let me school here. told my grandma, I'm not coming back. I'm going to stay with my dad and I'm going to school in Nairobi. So school from that class 6 to now having a degree. It has been back and forth, going back to my grandma, visiting, now coming back. But school has made it so hard for me to go and visit school. Now that I'm done with school, I have no excuse. It's life. Life is happening. Life is happening and people need to understand that. Growing up now, it became a challenge of I'm missing my mom, I'm missing my sister. Up to today, I still have it, but I'm a grown-ass gangster. So I kind of like get to like, you know what? I can go a day. I can go a day. This day is going to be over. Teenager was the hardest part of my life. But I think from just going to high school, from the start of that, before that, the end of primary to now going to a high school, blah blah blah, because I had so many changes, to from my periods to having these emotions to how do I get out of this. At this point, I'm like, you know what, you're on your own. It's you and you alone. You have to tell yourself this, you have to pull yourself out of this, you have to do this, you have to. It's like raising myself. I always say this, I was born by a woman and I raised myself. I don't know how I did it, but yeah, we made it. High school was bad. At some point, I didn't even want to go to school anymore. You know, like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not going back to school. I even once told my teacher, like, I'm not coming back. I cannot do this. My mind is not stable. And I had no choice to, like, you know, let me just give me one. I had no choice to, like, let me just take a break, like, even a whole term. Let me just take a break and then come back. I had no choice. I had to, like, oh, I said I'm not going to cry. Come on. I had to, like, come back. It's back and forth, back and forth. We are doing this. There's no stopping. Just keep on going. You know you are tired. Crawl. Push yourself. Roll. Walk slowly. You can run if you have the energy. Run, Boulevard. Run. Yeah, you can run. This is me distracting my emotions. But yeah, I wish I had like a period to like rest. I didn't get that. But I'll say I did great. I did amazing. I did so well. And that is, that's the only thing I'm so proud of myself, that I made. Oh my god. If I did it, you too can do. You can did it too. But yeah, so that happened, finished my high school, passed my exam, thank God. I don't know how I did it, but yes. Just believe in yourself, guys. You can do it. I'm also a bad crier. So yeah, finished my high school, passed my exam. I didn't make it to the point of doing law. I don't know why I wanted to do law. Because I hate reading, but I wanted to do law. If I was to miss law, at least make me go to the university that I wanted. And yes, that happened. I went to the university that I did information science. My degree in information science. And now I'm also in another chapter of like completely done with school. It's going great. It's a process. I'm doing a podcast because it's something I've always been like, I want to do this. Yeah, I know the consistency is so bad. It's me. Come on, guys. It's Donata here. And yeah, that's how life has been. It has been amazing. Do I miss them? Yes, every fucking day, every single day. It's always crazy for me to think that I made it to this number. It's like, how did you do it? How did you do it? But then again, I am Jose Mourinho. Yes, and happy birthday to Lionel Messi. We share birthday with Messi. That's it. I don't think I can go on, but I think that the whole memory lane from being a childhood up to now. This episode is so long. I'm supposed to edit today. Last thing, I have here in my notes that say what scares me the most. Oh. The future. The future scared me. I don't know. I'm scared of what will happen tomorrow. I'm scared of how things will turn up tomorrow. And I know that is a very bad mentality, but I am scared. I am scared of the future. No pun intended, but I am scared of the future. It scares me that there is a tomorrow. It scares me that I have to see a tomorrow. And that's it. I'm gonna end it here. Guys, I cry a lot. I'm a cancer sign. Leave me alone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm a mess. Thank you so much. And I'll see you in my next episode. Kamsahamnida. Mexi. Ero kamano, asanteni sana, and I'm out. Oh my goodness.
The future, the future, the future.
The future.
The future, the future.
The future.
The future.
Yo, the future.
The future.
The future. The future. The future.
The future.
The future. Woo!
The future.
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 The future. Future. Future.
The future.
A future.
The future.
The future.
The future.
The future.